Hello there, and you're very welcome to another STEM Inspirations podcast brought to you by the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. Now, we've finally recovered from what was a very busy and exciting week at the RDS, and today's podcast focuses on our winners of the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition 2023, Shane O'Connor and Liam Caruso. We're going to hear from the boys themselves a few times, from their parents, teachers, and also some footage from their wonderful homecoming to the Abbey School. So we'll start off where it all started for the lads, in fact, with a clip from their submission video.
Hello, my name is Shane O'Connor.
And my name is Liam Caruso.
We are 6 year students from the Abbey School in Tipperary Town. Our project is entitled Assessing the Impact of Second Level Education on Key Aspects of Adolescence, Life and Development. Our project aims to assess the experiences of students from differing socioeconomic backgrounds in school.
Over the last 3 years, we have studied over 2,400 students on their mental health, social interaction and physical health within their school environment.
Interviews were carried out with leading figures in education, such as professors from the ESRI, Trinity College Dublin, the Assistant Chief Inspector at the Department of Education and Skills, representatives from the Irish Second Level Students' Union, and leaders within our own school environment.
Based on our study, students' rating of their social interaction and mental health are strongly correlated, and action to improve one will improve the other. The negative impact of COVID-19 on students' school experience has diminished greatly over the past 3 years. However, over 34% of students still say that they are dealing with restrictions to protect themselves from COVID-19 in school daily, showing that it is still a very real challenge in schools.
Thank you for taking the time to visit our virtual stand.
So now you got a taste of how it all started for the lads. We fast forward to the award ceremony of BT Young Scientist 2023. The excitement building in the main arena, and it's time for a very special announcement.
The BT Young Scientists and Technologists of the Year are Liam Carew and Shane O'Connor from the Abbey School in Tipperary.
Lads, congratulations. How does it feel to be the winners of the BT Young Scientist?
Absolutely amazing altogether. We really weren't expecting it now at all.
Yeah, super. When our names are called, you know, shock at first, but yeah, absolutely super feeling.
How did you get interested in putting in a project to Young Scientist?
So I suppose it started all the way back in third year, when we were looking at, do we go down the LCA route, the fifth year route, or the TY route? And when we were reflecting back on our time spent in secondary school so far, we saw the differing experiences that our own classmates has had, and we were really interested in that, and that's how it all came about. We want to investigate that.
So basically our project is studying the effects of second level education on varying types of students nationwide. So these are students from the four main school types in Ireland. You have your DESH schools, your non-DESH, and you have your single sex male and female schools. So it's the effect of school, and as you know, the last 3 years have been quite turbulent times with COVID and lockdowns. We looked at students' physical health, mental well-being and social development during this time. We did it 2 years ago online, we entered the competition and we participated, but no, nothing beats the experience of actually being here in the RDS. Great buzz with the 550 projects around and the public coming in every day, super.
Such a productive environment, and it's great to see how science and technology can be really put into place in action, you know.
Obviously very excited, Shane O'Connor and Liam Caruso there, moments after being announced as the winners of this year's BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition. And we'll hear a little bit more from the lads a little later on. But of course, their principal, John Kiley, was in attendance as well. And we grabbed a couple of words with John right after the announcement and some other special guests as well.
John, you're well used to wins on an All-Ireland basis, but how proud are you of Shane and Liam's win tonight?
Just incredibly proud of them, you know. We've seen the commitment they've put into this project over the last 3 years. They've really taken ownership of themselves. They've driven it themselves. It is their work. And, you know, we're just so, so proud of them. And, you know, for that work to pay off in the way it has this evening, you know, it's just amazing, and just so, so happy for them. We've had a few winners over the last couple of years. We've been very, very fortunate. We wouldn't have many entries getting through. We've lots of people trying to get through, but that's the nature of the competition. And hopefully this will encourage more in the future to come. We had a busload of students here today as well from second year, and we're hoping that they'll push on and, you know, enter the competition next year and the year after as well. This is just a typical example of what the impact teachers can have on young people's lives, and the energy that was here today and this evening in particular here in the auditorium. It's just incredible. incredible, and the appreciation from the students for their teachers and the input that they've had on their lives, and in particular in relation to this competition. And you see that across all facets of school life. They make a huge difference. They're incredibly valuable, and it's just amazing to watch, and a pleasure to be a part of.
Look, all of those who participated were, you know, of the very highest calibre, but I'm absolutely overjoyed for them. It's a great win for them personally, but also for their school. And I do want to acknowledge their schools and the support that they would have received from their teachers and from the wider school community. It's a great achievement all around for them, and of course for their families.
All of the four were senior winners. We don't see an awful lot of that, and the guys that won are actually in sixth year, so they're going to have a very busy year as BT Young Scientists and Technologists 2023, but also doing their Leaving Cert.
Yeah, look, two fantastic winners in Liam and Shane from Tipperary. We're so proud of them. Their project is brilliant, and Social Behaviour have won, I think, now two or three out of the last 6 years. So congratulations to the Social Behaviour team and to Liam and Shane.
Fantastic stuff there from Shay Walsh, MD of BT Ireland. We also heard from Minister of Education Norma Foley, and we also heard from Mary Callan, who heads up BT Young Scientists as well. So we move from the RDS to Tipperary town, where there was huge excitement, an open car parade through the town, and then to a rapturous reception in the Abbey School itself.
Shane O'Connor and Liam Carew from the Abbey School in Tipperary have won this year's BT Young Scientist and Technology competition.
It's not every day students are paraded through town in an open top car, but when you're BT Young Scientists of the Year, wheels start to turn.
That last Friday evening, they would make history in the RDS Arena in Dublin by winning the overall prize of the BT Young Scientists and Technology National Champions of 2023. Will you give a big welcome to Shane O'Connor and Liam Carew?
We're thrilled, Shane and Liam, for both of you, and congratulate you both on your tremendous success. It is indeed historic, a first for the Abbey, but hopefully not the last. You have joined a very elite club of national prize winners. All I can say to you, Liam and Shane, is that we're so, so proud of you. We're so happy for you. We're so happy for your families. And it's just a fantastic experience for every one of us here in the hall to be able to share in your success and welcome you home today as champions, BT Young Scientists and Technologists for 2023. Liam Carew and Shane O'Connor.
First of all, when we set off to Dublin on Wednesday, it kind of felt like we were like the three musketeers, and we were in our own little bubble for three whole days until we had fantastic support on the Friday from Liam's family and Shane's family. So the first thing that I'm going to ask the boys, like, is this something that you expected, the support? If you look out here today, I feel like there's 1,000 people, maybe a lot more. But my phone has been hopping, I can imagine yours has as well. Did you expect this support?
Yeah, I suppose it's been a busy few days anyway. But you know, it's great now. We've sort of ended a little bit of a famine. And it's the first time it's back in Tipperary since 1989. And it's the first time it's outside of Cork or Dublin since 2008, so it's been a long time coming.
Okay. And how about the phones? Have they been ringing non-stop?
Absolutely, yeah. How's your ringing? It's barely happening now.
Yeah, I'd say so. It just goes to show, guys, how much support you actually have. There's an incredible support network. We are so incredibly proud of you. Your families, your friends, your teachers, and the wider school community, which is just amazing. If we go back to Wednesday, you might actually tell us, so nobody really knows, I suppose, what actually goes on in those 3 days that you spend up in the RDS. We kind of found it a little bit lonely at times, trying to pass the day, but you might tell us about the Wednesday, Liam, considering we were up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. Actually, we might bring in the first judge as well, because that was quite interesting what happened there.
Yeah. Up very early Wednesday morning, myself and Miss McCarthy got to train up, and Shane drove up to collect our project books at the thesis centre where they were being printed.
Lastminute.com.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Got into the RDS, queued for a nice while to get our lanyards and everything set up, and I came down. Lovely Shane and Miss McCarthy had the poster set up with the help of the directors from BT. And yeah, I was straight into it then, our first judge. Actually, I didn't think it went great. But things improved, and as the day went on, we grew more confident with our second judge, and as we moved into Thursday again, so, yeah.
And if we go to Wednesday, so Liam actually said we had our first judging on the Wednesday, and the boys kind of said, oh, she was like a concrete wall. And little did we know, the boys collected their project book, and Shane, you sent me a picture of what the little note said on the inside of the book.
I did. I think she was impressed anyway. Yeah.
So yeah, it just kind of goes to show, like, in that first judging, the boys, we were kind of set back on that Wednesday night. We went to Milano's, actually. They spent a fortune on the credit card. But yeah, we were kind of set back. But, you know, the boys were so, so resilient when we came back on Thursday. Thursday, I suppose, really was, we had our second and our third judging. We were quite happy with that.
Yeah, Thursday then it really started to become so much more positive. Definitely our second and third judgings, they were intense. They were about half an hour each. And you know, we got through all that we had to say, and we could really see that the judges were impressed. So Thursday was a good day.
And Friday, you might tell us a bit about Friday. Friday was a whirlwind.
Friday then was a bit of a wild card, all right. So we didn't know what to expect. And then we got three judges, followed by three judges, followed by three judges, and each 20 minutes each. So that was a very intense Friday morning. And then we got a little bit of a break for half an hour, and then we had four more judges. So I think we knew we were in contention for something, but we didn't really expect the top award.
No, and that's for sure. Brendan Carew, actually, if we were, and if you remember, I was sitting down with a judge. There was a couple of judges who were kind of hanging around then, and I was chilling out at the stand, and we had to be pulled out of that one, if you remember. They were just trying to get a grasp, I suppose. As many judges were trying to get a grasp of what the boys were about, essentially. But yeah, it was crazy, and it was fantastic in the end to have the families with us. We also had the pleasure of bringing our third years up to us on Friday, along with Mr. O'Dwyer and Mr. Cork, and thank you so much for your support. I suppose one thing that I did notice on Friday was we had two third years who took a photo with the two boys at their stand. And if we go back to 2018, Shane and Liam were also pictured with a winning project. In fact, it was Liam's brother, Tyg. Liam, you might tell me a little bit about that. We also have Tyg in the crowd today, which is fantastic. So welcome, Tyg.
Thank you.
Liam, you might tell me a little bit. Did Tyg's, I suppose, success in the BT Young Scientist, did that drive you on? Was it something that you became interested in when you were up there on that day? I actually noticed as well, Tyg Gubbins and Sam Ryan were also in that photo. But anyway, they were... Oh yeah, we had the two boys as well, yeah. So did that, did that inspire you, Liam, to, I suppose, have a go at it?
I suppose I said on there as well after he was on, he'd taken on very well up there, and I said, if you want to see how I can do. And luckily Shane was on board, so yeah, Ty did a project with Jack Kirk, who was in his year, and they placed well in their category. Both times they were up there. And yeah, the picture is me and Shane, I think, in first year with Sam Ryan and Tyg Gomez. So yeah, it's a nice one to look back on.
What advice would you give, I suppose, to our students if they were looking to, you know, enter a competition?
Well, definitely start and get involved is the main thing. Because if you don't do that, nothing else can follow on. But definitely it's to try and get stuck into everything and get involved, and then you can see where your strengths are and what you're good at. And even if you're not good at it at the start, then you can improve. So it's definitely start, get involved, and even something that you think you might have an interest in, you know, just give it a try, and you'll actually find then that's where your strengths might lie. So yeah, get involved is definitely the main thing.
So I'm here with the teacher of the winning students from the BT Young Scientist Technology Exhibition, Miss McCarty. How proud are you of the two lads?
Oh, I'm just incredibly, incredibly proud of the two boys. To be honest, it just showed their determination and strive for perfection in this whole, the whole 3 years, to be quite honest with you. Just really, really determined lads, and they deserve all that comes to them.
You were watching the ceremony on Friday night. What was in your head when you heard the lad's name being called out?
Would you believe, I actually read a leaflet, and I was like to myself, when they didn't get their category, I was thinking, okay, hold on a second now. I was like, I think that if you don't win your category, you're pretty much in the mix for the big prize. So I wasn't panicking. Mr. Kiley was panicking. I wasn't. So I was actually waiting. If you even ask him, he was above Nassan and didn't get nominated, or they didn't get their category, he was thinking, oh my God, like what was that whole scenario about on the Friday? Because we were so busy, we were absolutely up the walls. But I wasn't panicking. But my phone was hopping afterwards. I just knew, I just had so much belief in them. There was something special about that Friday. And even if you ask Pat and John here, like they're like, oh, there's something brewing. It was very, very strange, but we all knew that, you know, these boys could do really, really special things.
Yeah. And how's it been for you as the teacher since the announcement?
Actually, funny enough, when the lads were like, this is the first Ard Ireland of the year, and thankfully in Limerick we've enjoyed so many Ard Irelands, and I'll tell you one thing, that is exactly what it feels like.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So there's a good tradition here in the Abbey School of entering the BT Young Scientist. So where has that come? It's not every school that has that interest.
Yeah, it's a good question. I suppose before I only came to the Abbey there in 2017, and there always was, I suppose, you know, a good mantra in the science department to be able to nominate our kids, to be able to go forward, and I suppose to encourage them and support them as much as we possibly could. But I think now that, you know, the boys have, I suppose, established themselves as being winners of the BT Young Scientist, I would like to see that, you know, happen even more often, and that we're going to have a huge engagement from our kids. Like, they've got two incredible role models now in their lives, and that's where they should be looking for inspiration and strive for that.
And I'd say on a wider aspect then, as a science teacher who has an interest in pushing the Young Scientist exhibition, what would you say to your fellow teachers that maybe from schools that haven't entered, or maybe in a while, or if any?
I think one thing is to just remember that, like, you know, if you don't get in 1 year, like, what's to say that, like, you can't apply for the next year? Even that goes for the boys, like, last year, like, you know, it just showed that our project wasn't where we needed it to be. We needed to put more work into, collect more data, you know, organise more focus groups in order to establish that project to actually what it is today. To be honest, I think it was actually a blessing in disguise for the boys, you know, and the resilience that they had to actually come back and not give up is just phenomenal. So just keep going.
Absolutely. They have a busy year ahead of them now with the Leaving Cert, and also they're going to be representing Ireland in the European competition for the Young Scientists.
Yeah, and look, I'm very, very, you know, I'm positive that the two boys will manage their time very, very well. I suppose at the moment now, once we've finished these celebrations, the boys will focus on their pre's. There is going to be a little bit of work that we're going to have to do from here to the summer in order to, you know, bring that project back to life again, to prepare them sufficiently for Brussels. Just what a fantastic opportunity for those boys. We're very, very excited for them.
And just one last thing, what about this reception this morning?
Wow. I just did not expect that. I thought that we were coming into, like, I was coming in here to talk to the school body maybe for a couple of minutes to interview the boys. But wow, just between the Garda escort, the rooftop car, the mass reception, the primary schools, the board of management, our special guests, you know, it was just amazing. And I'm just delighted for the boys that they realise, you know, the support network that they actually do have in the school community and the wider community. Nope.
So I'm here with Anne, mother of one of our winners, Liam. And how has it been since the announcement on Friday?
It's been just a bit surreal, really. It hasn't really sunk in yet, I think. But I'm absolutely thrilled for the two boys, for Shane and for Liam, and for the Abbey School, and for the greater hinterland of Tipperary Town. Because Tipperary Town is a wonderful town. It's a wonderful town to live in. It's got an awful lot of amenities, an awful lot going for it, and I'm so thrilled that now we can put Tip Town on the map. And often it gets a lot of bad publicity, but it doesn't deserve it. It's a fantastic town, and I just hope that the great joy has come to the town with this. Yeah.
And the lads have really kind of settled into the role, all the interviews, being on the late.
Yeah, they take it in their stride. You know, and I think they'd be quite happy to settle back down and concentrate on what their next thing they have to do is they have to do their Leaving Cert. And, you know, Liam is looking forward to going training with the Abbey football team this evening. And then afterwards in the summertime, they'll go on to London for 2 weeks and they're going to Brussels. And hopefully we may go on to get this piece of research published so in future it'll be there as a resource for academia.
Absolutely. Now, you were telling me on Saturday night that you had a sense maybe a sixth sense in terms of the lads winning something and maybe something important on Friday?
Well, I knew it was a fantastic piece of research, and I knew it had been done properly. It had been properly researched and it was properly presented, and I knew it was quite extensive, so I knew it merited an award. On Saturday then, when we heard about all the judges that were coming, I was expecting them to be placed in the top four. I kept saying, they're in the top four, I don't expect a big prize. But then when there was only one prize left and they hadn't won anything, I said, they must have it. They just must have it, because there is no other prize and it's worthy of a prize and they haven't got one yet.
And what was your going through your thoughts and just what were the feelings when you heard their names being chosen?
Just said, this is unbelievable. This is, you know, just unbelievable. How has this happened? You know, I've looked and admired the young scientist all my life. And I've taken my children up there since they were in national school to try and encourage them and, you know, to appreciate it. And I've looked at previous winners in awe of them, and I never thought we were going to be on that stage.
And what about the reception this morning here in the Abbey School and also all the way through Tiptown?
Oh, it was lovely to see all the local community off. And from my phone, every person I have logged on my phone has sent me a message. People I haven't heard of for years. It's given everybody a lift, and that's just truly wonderful. You know, yeah, it's amazing what you can do, what can happen if you put your mind to something and just work hard at it. Good things happen.
An incredible experience to be there with them and part of it. He has enjoyed every second since he was announced as the winner. Well, it's a fantastic achievement, and I mean, it's the culmination in all his work. Absolutely fantastic, and thanks to everybody in the Abbey for organising this morning for them, because this is where they go to school, this is where they're most at home, and it's just great for them to have this here in the Abbey this morning.
Great to hear the pride in the mothers' voices there. We heard from Anne Carew, and after her we heard from Mary O'Connor, Shane's mum. Obviously proud as punch of the lads, that is for sure. And speaking of the lads, it's time to catch up with them once more after a breathtaking few days. Both of them were taking it very much in their stride.
Right, lads, it's a few days since I spoke to you on the stage after the announcement of you being crowned winners of the 59th BTO Scientist and Technology Exhibition. I'm sure it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
A whirlwind of a few days, as you said, absolutely crazy. Friday evening, you're announced as winner. Saturday, media, well, I suppose first of all, late show Friday night, up Saturday morning, more media, gala dinner Saturday night. We got to meet loads of great people, you know, like the first winner John Monaghan, and everybody was there. And then homecoming today, Monday, we had a small bit of a rest on Sunday, and just super unbelievable homecoming here today from everyone in Tiptown, so we're very grateful.
It's been amazing. What a reception you got this morning, Shane.
Oh yeah, it was absolutely amazing altogether. The whole school and all the primary schools and all the secondary schools around even, they all turned out. So no, that was a nice experience now to know that they're all happy for you, you know.
Absolutely. Lads, what's the plan for the rest of the week now and the next few weeks, settling down back to reality, is it?
Yeah, we're football training this evening with the school anyway. Tomorrow then back to class, I think, first thing. Yeah, so look, we've mocks in 2 weeks, so a bit of preparation needed for those.
Head down for that. Yeah,
yeah, Irish now first thing in the morning, so that'll be fun.
That'll land you fairly. So obviously one of the features of winning the Young Scientist is you go on to represent Ireland at the European competition for Young Scientists. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, represent Ireland, that's a big word. So, no, that's going to be great now altogether. We've seen the lads go, Alan and Cormac and Aditya, they've all represented Ireland very well, so we'll try and keep that tradition up.
No, I've no doubt you will. And that's just one final word in terms of just sum up how the whole experience has been for you from starting off your project 3 years ago to today.
So I suppose we started in 2020 with Online Young Scientists in January 21, and while it was a great experience and we were lucky enough to come out and award that time, but it's just nothing like what we experienced in the last few days up at the RDS. So, you know, arriving Wednesday morning into the RDS, there was just the buzz around the place from all the students and all the teachers and the judges. It was just absolutely electric. The atmosphere was super, the opening ceremony. And then moving into Thursday, Friday, you know, you get to know people, just having a great time with everyone. And it's great to see the science. You know, you learn about science in school, but to see it in practice and with the geniuses that are up there, it's just super to see from students. Very honoured to be crowned the overall winners then Friday night and everything that comes with it.
Yeah. Shane, maybe a word of encouragement maybe to fellow students out there that might be thinking, will I put in an application for 2024?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I know we've left our own applications a little bit last minute, so if you get involved and you get in, really make a good effort at it, and then the rewards are there to be got.
A very impressive two young men, that is for sure. Our winners of the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition 2023, Shane O'Connor and Liam Carew. So, hope you have enjoyed our podcast. We will have more from BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition 2023 in our next podcast as we give you a taste of what went on in the RDS over those few days. But for the meantime, mind yourselves out there and remember, stay curious.